One of the longest droughts in professional sports has come to an end. The St. Louis Blues winning their first Stanley Cup in their 52-year history, 4-1 over Boston in the seventh and deciding game. Ryan O'Reilly scoring in his fourth straight game, and rookie Jordan Binnington again getting it done in goal. 32 saves for him. Just trying to do his part for a winner.
I'm just trying to be the best I can be every day, and sometimes it's not going to work, and I'm going to keep pushing. And, you know, I can't believe where I am right now. It's an incredible feeling, and, you know, being a part of this team is incredible.
In early January, the Blues had the worst record in the NHL. They were thinking about trading away key pieces but decided to keep it together, called Binnington up from the minors, and the rest, as it turns out, is history. Cubs beat the Rockies 10-1 in Denver to at least salvage a game of their series. It was interesting in more ways than one, as Cole Hamels had 9 strikeouts, 7 scoreless innings, a couple of RBIs. He also hit Nolan Arenado with a pitch that forced Arenado to leave the game for the Rockies midway. This hit-by-pitch seen perhaps as retaliation for Chris Bryant getting hit by pitches 3 times in the first 2 games of the series. Bryant did not play in the series finale. The Cubs move on to take on the Dodgers in L.A. While the White Sox had Wednesday off, they'll start a series at home with the Yankees. On to the Bears, and the kicking situation continues to be a bit muddled with Chris Blewett released. More on this and the kicking situation. WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
It remains a relentless pursuit to find the right kicker. Eddie Pinheiro shined, Elliott Fry made 2 of 3, and Chris Blewett's release may have recalibrated the competition.
That wasn't the intention, but at the same time, that's what our team sees today, put in a similar situation as yesterday, and already knowing what happened yesterday, it naturally just creates more pressure. Any human is going to feel that way.
All the made kicks came from outside 45 yards indoors at the Peyton Center. Covering the Bears, Jeff Joniak, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
And mandatory mini camp also winding down for the Bears. Sports at 15 and 45 on your home of the Bears. Dave Kerner, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.